Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. I am your host, Keith E. Langston, and today is April 15th, or otherwise known in the United States as Tax Day. And with that, I'm going to play for you a little ditty here about taxes from the country across the pond, so to speak. Of course, I am talking about the Beatles' Taxman. So if you want to go ahead and hit play in 3, 2, 1, we will go ahead and talk a little bit about the tax man that the Beatles had to deal with, and just how that all kind of dealt with them, so to speak. But this, of course, Tax Man is the first track off of the Revolver album. It was released on August 5th, 1966. That was the same day that the album was released, so it was not really released as a single, but more or less just the first track, like I said, off of the album. The song is written by George Harrison, which is kind of a little bit of a, you know, different place and position, rather, because most of the songs are written by Lennon and McCartney. this music for this song was actually inspired by the theme song for the 1960s series Batman, which was written and originally recorded by the conductor trumpeter Neil Hefti, and covered by the soft surf rock group The Markets early in 1966 in a version that hit number 17 in the U.S. George Harrison apparently was a big fan of the show. Being the first song that George Harrison wrote that was given such a prominent position, being the first track on the Revolver album, it indicated that he was capable of writing songs as good as John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Of course, this song is about is a bitter song about how much money the Beatles needed to pay in taxes. At the time, high earners paid exorbitant taxes in England, and many successful entertainers ended up leaving the country so they could keep more of their money. As a result, the Beatles, as well as The Who and the Rolling Stones, ended up spending a lot of time in America and other parts of Europe as tax exiles. George Harrison said that Taxman was when I first realized that even though we had started earning money, we were actually giving most of it away to taxes. Now, in the song, there's mentions of Mr. Wilson and Mr. Heath, and their British Prime Ministers Harold Wilson and Edward Heath, who were being scorned in the song for contributing to English tax laws. Before the song was released, Wilson had been presented the Beatles with the award for England's Show Business Personalities of 1963 at the Variety Club of Great Britain Annual Show Business Awards, which was held on March 19, 1964 in London. Over the next few years, George Harrison came to realize that money, when you have lots of it, is a rather ephemeral concept and does not translate to happiness. This played into his spiritual awakening. In 1969, he told BBC Radio, "No matter how much money you've got, you can't be happy anyway. So you have to find happiness with the problems you have, and you have to not worry about them." So, how about that? And once again, Beatles teaching us how to live life better for it. So that is going to do it for Taxman here on the Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. Thank you so much for listening in, and have a great day. Take care now. Bye-bye.